The Bible gives a detailed account of the miracles performed by God through Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. The Lord, the God of Israel, had confounded by his mighty power all the idols of Egypt. The waters of the Nile God were turned into blood. The divinities of the sun and moon were darkened. The sacred animals were struck down by a deadly plague. The land with its earth god was laid waste, and the people, the priests, the magicians and sorcerers were covered with ulcers. None of the false gods had been able to protect Egypt and its population from the outstretched hand of the Lord. These plagues were the judgment of God on a proud and idolatrous nation. The Israelites had hastily made ready to move. They had obeyed the orders God had given them through Moses and were waiting in their houses for the signal to leave. It was night. They had eaten the lamb roasted with fire, with bitter herbs and unleavened bread. They had taken the meal standing and equipped for the journey. The blood of the lamb had been sprinkled on the door frames of their houses. Everything was ready. Suddenly a loud cry was heard in the palace. The crown prince, Pharaoh's son, had been found dead, and throughout all the land of Egypt there was an immense outcry, weeping and lamentations, for death had struck every home. At midnight, the destroyer had gone through the land of Egypt and had struck down all the firstborn in the country, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well. Pharaoh, his officials, and the Egyptians got up during the night, and there was loud wailing in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead. But in the land of Goshen, everything was calm. The Lord had passed over the homes protected by the blood. He had not permitted the destroyer to enter these houses, and the people of Israel had been spared. Broken at last by fear and grief, Pharaoh did not wait till morning. He summoned Moses and Aaron during the night. "Leave my people," he cried, "you and the Israelites. Take your flocks and herds as you have said, and go, and also bless me." The Egyptians ran into the Israelite houses and urged the people to leave at once. "Leave our country," they cried, "otherwise we will all perish." They pressed the Israelites to leave without delay. The Israelites had no time to make bread, so they took their dough, to which no yeast had been added, and carried it on their shoulders in kneading troughs wrapped in clothing. However, they did as Moses had said, and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards them, and they gave the Israelites what they asked for, and so they took great riches out of Egypt. The children of Israel left from the city of Ramesses, one of the store cities that they had built for Pharaoh in the land of Goshen. The Bible says that about 600,000 men on foot set out from Ramesses, besides the women and children, and many other people who lived in Egypt. There must therefore have been more than 2 million people on the move. Large droves of livestock, both flocks and herds, went with them. The old people and little children were either carried or went in carts. The folded tents and household utensils were loaded on the donkeys and camels. The Israelites left Egypt marching in good order. It was the blood of the lamb without defect that had protected the people of Israel and delivered them from the cruel bondage imposed by Pharaoh and from the destroyer who brought death to every home. In the same way, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world through his shed blood, delivers every believer from the cruel bondage of sin and Satan, and from eternal death, redeeming him to God. Next episode, Passover regulations and the consecration of the firstborn.